Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes, because I give
it to you. Ringy ding ding. What's up? It's Moose, it's Breezy, PXY Mornings, it's the Vibe Check, and we're just
checking in on this Friday morning.
On those good vibes. 585-252-9800 is the number. Hit us up. And let us know if you're in your good feels or not. Yeah, I mean, either one is fine.
It's fine. Yep. I mean, listen, it's the weekend, but I get it. You could be stressed about Christmas shopping. You could be stressed about decorating, hosting. I don't know. The coldness.
Well, it is December 6th, and there are people that are going to start their Christmas holiday parties this weekend.
I mean, we just started ours yesterday.
Yeah, we had a beautiful lunch.
An epic Christmas sweater. Epic. Got it from Walmart. Gorgeous.
One-stop shop for all your Christmas shopping needs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It was fun, though. I mean, definitely. Has anyone else like been in a situation where they had a Christmas party one way for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden it comes to a screeching halt, and the new one that has replaced said Christmas party is significantly not as fun?
Well, it's not at night. It's in the middle of the day. And it's tough because everybody is blaming, a lot of companies today are blaming it on COVID.
It's like, that was 4 or 5 years ago. We can't keep using that excuse.
So they don't want to do anything anymore.
Like, it's going to be 2035, people are going to get COVID. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's that like, was literally 15 years ago. Thank
well,
you, though.
People are still doing it now. We couldn't come back for it. It was the Spanish flu. Wait, there's
2050. They're like, COVID really just screwed us up in 2020. It's like, that was 30 years ago. Thank you, though.
All right, where's our people at?
Let's see here. It blows my literal mind. This person says, good morning, super excited. For my son to have his big brother's big sister's interview on Monday. Hope they can find him a big soon.
Oh, I love that.
Cute.
I hope so too.
Do you want to take on a second?
No, well,
he goes, no, I don't.
My hands are tied. My hands are full.
Right.
No, it's listen, with all kidding aside, I've been doing this for 10 months now.
I love it.
Something like that. And it really has been a fulfilling experience. And I've loved being a big brother. And I would encourage anybody to just log on to the website. Because my biggest big brothers, BBBA. Well, no, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.org. But honestly, my biggest hesitation when I started was, do I have enough time? Right. Do I have enough time? You'll find the time.
Yeah.
And especially if you get a little where they're, you know, whoever they're with, their guardian, helps you make the time. You'll figure it out. But I encourage anyone to do it.
We have the majority of our days free. So
yeah, it's easier for me too when I'm not super busy. But it's a great experience.
100%. This person says, Of course, it's our girl Amy from SOTUS. Said, good vibes are that I'm screaming happy second birthday to my grandson. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great because I'm grandchildren free today.
Hey.
And I'm getting lunch with one of my besties. Have a great day, you guys.
Love that.
This person says, good morning, Breezy and Moose. Vibes are up, not only because it's Friday, but it's also payday. I love that for you.
Payday it is. Yes, it is payday today. I remember I teased that yesterday. Haven't looked yet. It always fluctuates.
It's like decreasing. I'm like, what? Wait. I thought this was a standard salary. Maybe not.
It's like a cell phone.
They're like
bill.
Inflation, you know.
I'm COVID.
Like, so you're taking money out of my. Got it. Perfect.
It was COVID.
Right. I know. It's always never the same. I'm like, am I getting paid on commission here? What are we doing? So yeah, that's fun. My good vibes. I had a blast last night at the Park Ave Christmas Crawl. So much fun at the Park Ave Christmas Crawl. It was just a great time. If you were out there, it was definitely like magical vibes. And I don't know. I mean, it was just nice to see a lot of local businesses bound together and
yeah.
Just have a good time.
Was there a lot of people out? I mean, the weather sucked.
So many people out. It was like the whole street was littered with people just walking up and down. And I mean, to your point, yeah, the weather was horrible. So I can't believe that many people were out.
And they were bouncing around to the usual places.
Yeah. So like you started down by like Parkley on that side and you had to stop at like Figgy and Rome and Half Pint. And then you made your way down to like the realtor office right there across from Gines. And then you just kept walking that way. But
yeah, I love it.
They gave hot chocolate and all of the things. And it was just a good vibes, good times. And Santa was there. Yeah, it was good.
Good times on Park Ave last night. Vibes are up. Like we just mentioned, yes, it's payday. Having dinner with some friends tonight. And then I'm going to hang with my boy Dave tomorrow. Sunday,
you
I'm not
hiking?
Doing... I don't know yet. That's a possibility. That's usually a Saturday thing, but I don't know where we would do that. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like. Do we have a blizzard we're expecting? Who knows? I mean, it's Rochester. But Sunday, I'm not doing anything. I'm just chilling.
Good.
So I'm looking forward to that. Coming up today on the big story of the day. What a wild story. Local bus driver has been fired after parents and students say he encouraged students who are fifth graders to do this on his school bus. And he pulled over on the side of the road and said, all right, everybody stand up. This is, I cannot believe these are the type of people that are driving around children as young as 7, 8, and 9 years old. I'll tell you what he did and why he was fired coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
My morning's Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Local bus driver has been fired after parents and students say he encouraged a boxing match between fifth graders on the school bus.
Right.
Guy pulled the bus over on the side of the road and said, all right, who wants to throw down? And a fifth grader who was on the bus walks in the door with a bloody lip. And of course, his mom says, what happened? Bus driver told me to fight another kid on the bus. He punched me. I punched him back. A fight broke out.
Okay.
The bus driver was not happy with the way the fight turned out. So he says, no. That was weak. Who else wants to fight? So then another boy jumps in. He says, I'll do it. Another fight breaks out. This little kid's sister rides the same bus, saw the entire incident, which prompted the child's mom to call the principal in Ontario Bus Company right away. And the supervisor for Ontario Bus pulled the video from the bus's camera. They saw what they needed to see in order to fire him. And what they saw matches what this woman's son said, as well as the other kids they interviewed on the bus. So in a statement, the executive director of Exploration Charter School says, although the incident did not happen on school property, we take instances such as this very seriously. And though we cannot confirm nor deny the details of what transpired, we are working closely with those involved in Ontario Bus to not only investigate the incident, but ensure that protective measures are implemented to reduce the likelihood of anything
that's really bad
similar occurring in the future.
Are you brain dead? Why would you ever encourage kids, let alone anybody, to do that?
Well, you shouldn't. I absolutely,
like, that's, and this, kids are so impressionable. Like, no.
I mean, you have some of these small kids too that are just sitting in their seats watching this take place. By the way,
that's traumatizing.
Absolute classic, because of course, when they pulled the footage, the bus audio was not properly working that day.
When is it ever?
Only the video footage, so they can't make out what was actually being said. But
can they actually fire him, though, if they don't have sheer evidence? It's all just hearsay at this point.
I mean, they got video. They confirmed that the kids were fighting and beating the crap out of each other.
Sure, but they could be fighting and beating the crap out of each other. But does that mean he, like, actually encouraged it if they don't have the audio to back it?
He stood by. He did nothing to break it up. He almost had his arms folded and crossed. He seemed to be encouraging the kids to throw that left jab. So, yeah, that they saw all they needed to see. But that's all the details we got on that right now. Yeah, that's
the weirdest thing I've actually ever heard.
That is so crazy. This is the guy driving your kids around. I don't understand how some of these people get these jobs. I mean, let's be honest. I know a lot of school districts are hard up for bus drivers, but this is...
Hard up? Yeah, they're struggling. Yeah. I mean, there's some kids that like live 3 miles away from school. They're like, yeah, you're in walking distance. Yeah. It's like, nah, it's 3 degrees out. But
there's
okay.
Plenty of scooters on the side of the road. Just download that app. All right, guys, coming up on the show, Breezy.
Yeah, I listen, with it being so cold out and with the snow starting to fall and these winter squalls on the way, it's so crazy because a car that you love and rely on every day to get you from point A to point B is no longer that car. And I was in for a very rude awakening yesterday. Very rude awakening. It was actually quite scary when I figured out and made the grisly discovery that my car is not reliable anymore, and it's all my fault. Why are you going through the same thing? We'll talk about it next.
SpeaksY Mornings, happy Friday. Welcome to the show. My name is Moose, and that's the lovely Breezy Breeze. And for those of you who don't know, Breezy drives a refrigerator on wheels. And she paid it off, which was huge last year. So most people have a car payment. Our girl Breezy does not. However, there's consequences to that.
Not I. Not I, Samurai. I'm running my car into the ground. No regrets. And listen, the thing about it is that I feel as if whenever the snow hits for the first time of the season, there is this sense of panic. And 9 times out of 10, it comes from my mom or a mom.
Or
moms, when well, my dad could care less. Moms, when the snow falls, are like, oh my God, are you safe? And I'm like, it's a light dusting, but yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much.
But the thing is, you're never good. You're never good.
Like,
you proved that to us last year around this time.
I just think it's so crazy because when the snow falls, We live in upstate New York. We get snow every single year around this time. That goes without saying, right? But the first one of the year, every single time, people act like they've never seen it. They don't know how to drive in it. Panic stricken. Stay off the road. Everyone shut in. It's like, no, we're still gonna go to our Pilates class. Thank you so much. But one thing I have been struggling with is that there is a type of preparation that goes into getting your car ready for the snow.
I don't own
a snow brush.
Listen.
Don't know where that is. Every single year, it just poof goes away into thin air. I'm like,
yeah.
Where is my snow brush?
I bought one yesterday. It's the first time I feel like I had to do that. I walked into a gas station. I was like, how much for your snow brush?
I was literally using the gas station squeegee to get my car all situated. I'm like, okay, this is a low point for me.
Most of us by now have already, this week alone, have had to use our credit card on our windshield. Already did it. That's why I got the snow brush yesterday.
Right.
You were supposed to get snow tires last year. You didn't do it. You got a flat tire going to Syracuse. Your mom was pissed. This year, you were supposed to get snow tires on Monday. Didn't you have an appointment?
Well, I called Monday. They said come in Wednesday, but I was too busy. I was too busy. So I'll go and do that another time.
I've seen this movie so many times already, Breezy. It's getting boring.
It's tough. So the snow brush, yes, need to go buy that because every single year, poof, it just disappears for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
The second is I feel like I'm driving with blurry vision because I have no windshield wiper fluid. I don't know why that dissipates too every single time I need it the most. I'm driving around. I'm tailgating like a semi so I can get cleaned. It's just too much.
Does your girlfriend have these same problems?
No. No, could never be her.
Right? Very type A. She's very on top of it. On top of it.
Well, I called her and I was like, I have to go to Walmart and get windshield wiper fluid. She's like, don't buy it. I have 3 packs.
You didn't go all the way to Walmart just for that, right?
No, I went for an ugly Christmas sweater. But then I went there and I forgot it. So, classic.
I mean, you can get windshield wiper fluid anywhere. I mean, most of the time, even on the side of the road, a homeless guy is just holding a jug. I don't know why, but you can get it anywhere. You don't have to go all the way to Walmart for windshield wiper fluid.
So what I'm trying to get at here is winter is expensive for so many reasons. First of all, your car, snow tires, windshield wiper fluid, snow brush, that runs you at least a grand. Right,
no, I don't think so. First of all, can somebody call me and tell me, do you need snow tires? What's the difference between snow tires and just
when you drive
tires?
A car like mine, you need snow tires. My tires are literally Tim Hortons donut holes. They're literally Timbits. Like, they're not even, there's no track. My car is so light, it could slide like a little penguin on its belly through any intersection ever.
All right, so let's go over to Bill here, who's saying, good morning, guys. Moose, snow tires are better than all-season tires for driving in winter conditions. But all-season tires can still be used in mild winter weather. Okay, so it's not like you got to throw chains on the tires. You know what I mean?
Hold on a second.
Let me go over to Andrea. Hi, good morning, PXY.
Moose.
Yeah.
It's Jerry from Pontillo's. What's up, dude?
Jerry!
Not Andrea. Simply not Andrea.
How you doing? That's my wife.
Okay. Your wife pays your phone bill? Baller.
What's up, Jerry?
She takes care of the big bill, the phone.
Yeah.
You're slinging pies on the weekends. I love it. Oh, what up, Jerry Bear?
So do all your delivery vehicles for Pontillo have all season or snow tires?
All my drivers actually are pretty good on keeping up on the winter preparation for getting, you know, the proper tires and whatnot. And making sure they have windshield wiper fluid. They're pretty good about that.
Do you pay for their car, like, updates and things that they need?
The maintenance?
So what we do is we offer a Pontillo's vehicle. If they want to drive that, they're at a certain pay rate. If they want to drive their vehicle, then we have a different program for them. It's really up to them on what they want to do.
Breezy is going on your website right now to fill out an application.
I just need a new car, so... Not me getting a side job at Pontillo so I can get a new car. Classic.
Listen, man, so you guys caught my attention. So I've been totally slacking on getting my summer tires off my Jeep and putting on my winter ones. It's ridiculous. I've been sliding around like a crazy person.
Wait, yeah. Why are you sliding around in a Jeep? I thought that was like rough and tough and off-roading and blah, blah, blah.
It's awesome. It's a Grand Cherokee. It's awesome if you have regular, you know, Jeep tires, but I've got winter and summer tires, and I have these freaking wide, low-profile summer tires in 12-degree weather, and it's just not...
Yeah, it's not working. It's not working at all. So let's explain to Moose why... The importance of snow tires is actually a thing. I mean, there's studs on said tires.
Yeah.
There's a lot of grippy.
There's different types for sure, yeah. but the winter one's got to go.
All right, Jerry, let's talk business for 1 second while I got you on the phone. Are you going into the kitchen today?
I just went in to light the ovens, get them started.
All right.
Oh, my God.
It's Friday. You mind throwing Breezy and I a pie this morning? Because we're starving over here.
He's like, I'm so good.
Dude, I'd love to do it for sure.
But...
But my hands are tied.
There's no but.
All right, stay there, Jerry.
I put you guys in front of the line, man.
All right, I appreciate that. Stay there, buddy. I'll be right with you.
Oh, we got to put
in order.
Guy.
We got to put in order with Jer Bear, so screw you guys.
Bye.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Well, I guess it's time to get after it. Welcome to the show, PXY Mornings. My name is Moose. That's Breezy.
Good morning.
28 for the high today. I know it's nothing to really call home about. It is going to be cold, but hey, it's the weekend, and we have Avril Lavigne with Simple Plan tickets. They are coming to Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater at Lakeview in Syracuse, May 28th. Tickets do go on sale today, but we're going to give you the chance to win them before you can buy them. How many of you give your spouse an allowance?
What?
585-252-9800. Found out over the Thanksgiving holiday that a friend of the family married a guy who gives her a small amount of money each month to go out and treat herself.
No.
And originally, I was like, money for bills? She goes, no, money for maintenance. Maintenance stuff.
Right.
I was like, gas, electric? She goes, no, hair and nails. I didn't ask how much, but my first thought was, why are you not working?
Yeah, wait, what?
You're a very able-bodied 51-year-old woman. I'm confused, but you do you.
Maybe that's the arrangement they have worked out. More power to her.
You popped into my head.
Me?
I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I think this is, like, this would be Breezy's dream.
Oh, no, fully. I mean, I'm a very hard worker, for sure. But I was told by a psychic at one point in my life that I would indeed be a trophy wife at some point. So I'm holding out to that dream.
I was told by a psychic that in all of my past lives, I've always lived on the ocean. And
what?
At one point or another in this lifetime, I'm going to live on a large body of water and be very happy. And then she also told me, a little boy is going to drown, and I'm responsible for saving him, so I need to get my
CPR training.
No, like a...
Oh, lifeguard certificate.
Yeah, lifeguard certificate.
As Big Brothers Big Sisters is retracting your, but your admission.
I got to know, does anybody listening give their spouse an allowance, or are you the spouse that receives that allowance? If so, how much? Maybe you don't work. You're a stay-at-home mom. You take care of everything at home, and you get, you know, I don't know, how much is that worth a week?
It was hard when I first started dating my girlfriend because we had to have a long conversation. I said, you know, at one point...
About finances?
At one point, I was told I was going to be a trophy wife of sorts. She was, it's not going to happen with us.
It's not going to fly.
So if that's what you want, you're going to have to go now. And I was like, well, I really like you.
You have to be doing very well to be able to handle... entire family on your own.
Entire you know, family? Me?
No, I'm saying though, like, it takes two today. Calls are already coming in for this. Let's go over to Sherry. Sherry's on the line. No, we lost Sherry. Let's go over to, hi, is this Vince?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How goes it?
How goes it? Happy Friday, man. So,
happy Friday to you guys.
You got an opinion on this?
Oh, for sure, man. Like, look, I get it. There's women out there that are, you know, they're very independent and they want to tell people that they're, you know, they pay their own cell phone bills. That's cool. But a guy's got a responsibility to take care of his wife. Like, in my case, my wife doesn't work. When I'm out there busting my ass all day, look, I got a renovation company here in Rochester. Yeah. You know,
that doesn't shock me at
all.
You
guys need some drywall, hit me up. People know who I am and the work I do. But anyway, look, back to the subject.
Right. Wait, you have a renovation company?
I do.
Yeah, nothing is tracked harder, ever.
Yeah, so if you need any, like, drywall work done, just hit me up, man. I got your back.
We got you.
All right, yeah. I'll just call my dad, but thank you. Go ahead.
Thanks much.
Anyway, I give my wife $120 a week.
Wait. And, you know, $120 a week?
That doesn't sound like...
Is your wife a 16-year-old child? I'm so confused. You can't even fill a car up for $120, depending on what you drive.
I get it. Like, you might say that that's not, like, a lot of money. But that's enough money to cover whatever bills are going to come up for her. The groceries. I mean...
But, no, wait. Mm-hmm. But no, because you're eating the groceries too. So why is she taking that out of her own allowance? Absolutely not, Vince. Thank you so much. No. No.
Have
you
some of the groceries? We go shopping together. I mean, we are a couple. But during the week, like if she needs something, like that's plenty of money. I mean, she's got money left over if she wanted to like go treat herself to like a whatever you guys call blouse or shirt, whatever at Macy's.
Not the blouse.
Oh, yeah, all these women going to run to Macy's for a shirt.
I would love to put things into perspective for you for just like 1 second. You can't even get a mani-pedi for under $80. So there goes more than 3/4 of her allowance. And then she has to feed your ass and fill her car up? No. No, thank you.
I don't understand how that's my problem. It's plenty of money. It's
your problem because you're giving her an allowance and you're not allowing her with said allowance to live life as if she would if she had her own income. That makes no sense.
Have you increased her allowance, putting inflation into perspective? Have you given her, let's say it's $120 a week now. What was it last year?
Oh, I mean, I've made adjustments. I mean, I think it was like about 115 just last year. I mean, we've gone up.
Wow. You're so generous. Drywall isn't going to hang himself.
We want her like working a part-time job. Like, why are these men making their women go get part-time jobs? Like, working at Trader Joe's on the weekend. Are you kidding me? Like, women don't need to work. Stay home.
I mean, they do if they're making $120 a week. I couldn't make $120 a week work if I was, you know, had no bills.
Look, it's just taking care of the house. I'll bring home the bread. Like, if you need something in our relationship, I take care of it.
You're giving me the egg.
So you're the big daddy in the relationship.
Look, yeah, I give her an allowance. I don't understand.
I'm sure there's plenty of people screaming at their radio right now, especially
I'm
women.
I'm one of them. Yeah, I'm one of them.
Well, I mean, you're off the grid. What better job? You want to start paying taxes on it? I mean, look, to any of those women listening that they're going to tell me they want a career, I bet you anything, they would rather be taking care of the kids in the house than going to work every day.
Hey,
Vince, and then that's where we cut your mic. Thank you so much.
Vince, are you speaking on behalf of all women right now?
I mean, I'm speaking on behalf of at least one who's quite happy.
I would love to speak with her.
Fair enough, Vince. All right, buddy. We got to get to some...
Vince, for the record, I would never be happy with $120 a week. Thank you, though.
It really is not a ton of money, Vince. You could see that, though, right?
I mean, it's not a lot to some people, but it gets the job done. And, I mean, if she needed more, she'd tell me, and I don't hear it.
Oh, okay.
He goes, she would ask permission, and I would deny.
Yeah, you take her out of her crate, wouldn't you?
Doesn't it live in a crate? I mean, come on. We live in a nice house.
You do drywall, of course. You're a drywall guy.
I'm a drywall guy.
Vince, thank you for calling in, man. Have a great day.
But thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Bye.
See ya.
All right. You know what?
Vince needs a muzzle.
Well, hold on.
That's what Vince needs.
I think some of us can agree that Vince is just a little bit more traditional and old school.
And yeah, he's drywall.
That's fine. However, does she not have her own like debit card? Do they not have a joint account?
Yeah, he puts $120 a week in there.
Like, why not just dip into what's needed to a degree instead of giving an allowance? I mean, if you have a joint account, then just take what you need.
Because he's a control freak.
Yeah, well.
There I said it.
Let me go over to Andy. What's up, Andy? My wife doesn't work either, but I just take care and provide her with what she needs. If she wants money for whatever, I'm happy to give it to her. End of story. Jess says an allowance? Like they're 12?
Over my dead body.
A good team knows the budget, and both can spend within the means of that budget. Yeah, 100%.
Over my dead body.
I think both people should have an allowance, and the rest is just joint money. Like if I'm
right,
let's
like a
say
savings
I'm,
account.
Well, if I'm married, I have an account. She has an account. Then we have a joint account for just bills, and then I have a secret account. And then that's it. Everybody lives happily ever after.
She's stacking cash in the mattress. Big night tonight. When this happens, you know Christmas and the holiday season is officially begun. It's a Rochester tradition, and it returns tonight at the Genesee Brewhouse. They will light their tree made of 650 empty beer kegs.
Oh, I love
all
it.
All wrapped in twinkle lights. Just gorgeous, stunning, beautiful, iconic. Our friends over at 10 went over there earlier this morning, and they talked to the founder and the creator. His name's Mike, and they were just, you know, steps away from 10 years in the making of this tree. And they've had so much fun with it over the years. And they had the idea, like I said, over a decade ago, and a lot of volunteers that have stepped up to make it possible. So the countdown to the lighting begins tonight at 6:30 at the Brew House. It's right here across the street from us in High Falls.
Yeah.
And it's a free celebration. It features holiday music, food trucks, obviously Genesee beer runs from 5 to 9.
Got it. Love the beer runs.
Gotta have the beer runs. And there's going to be a signature keg tree ale. So that's going to be like a cinnamon version of the Jenny Cream Ale. That'll be available at the celebration. This is just such a great community event that happens obviously every year. I've gone to it a bunch. It's going to be cold, so bundle up because it is mostly outside. So come through.
My buddy's worked at Genesee Brewery for, I don't know, over 20 something years. And he's a big part of that whole, you know, the Christmas tree keg. How many kegs total?
650, and it's about 30 feet tall. So it's massive. It's massive. And they've obviously been planning for it since September, trying to get those empty kegs accumulated and made sure that they have all the lights and things like that. So it's going to be huge tonight. So if you are going, like I said, it'll begin at 6:30 is the actual lighting. But people will get there, like I said, around 5-ish. Parking's going to be nuts. Carpool if you can.
Yeah,
that type of thing.
Make sure you guys bundle up. It's only going to be 25 degrees tonight at 6 o'clock. All right, coming up on the show, it's time for everyone's favorite game.
Can't be breezy.
Yeah. That's next on the show, and we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. You know the number to win a 4-pack of tickets to see Eastman School of Music's Elf in Concert. That's going down December 14th at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. Tickets are on sale now, but we're giving you a chance to win our last 4-pack, and all you got to do is beat our girl Breezy in trivia. Caller 8 right now. We do it next on PXY. Good luck.
PXY is free and always will be.
Beat Breezy!
That's right. And we're looking for caller 8 right now to win that last 4-pack of tickets to see Eastman School of Music's Elf in Concert on December 14th. At Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. Tickets do go on sale right now at eastmantheater.org, but we're going to give you a chance to win them so you don't have to buy them.
Whee!
All right, Breezy, you are 2-11. That's your record.
Crushing it.
We need caller 8, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nora.
Nora, I have great news for you this Friday morning. Your caller 8.
Woo!
All right, listen, Nora. Here's the deal. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Give me your best answer. Breezy's going to go into the other room. If you guys tie.
Good luck, Nora.
You automatically win this round. All you got to do is tie it. It's an automatic win for you. Are you ready to play the game?
Oh, gosh. I think so.
All right, Nora. Question number 1. Let's get right into it. What is James Bond's code name? James Bond. What's his code name?
Oh, gosh.
You get 7 seconds to answer. You get 7 seconds to answer, Nora.
Is it 007?
007? I could put you down for that, sure. I'll put you down for 007. Question number 2, Nora, name the country that uses approximately 4 billion miles of toilet paper each year. Name the country.
They have a lot of people.
All right, I'll put you down for China. That's a good guess. They do have a lot of people, but so does India. Question number 3. What is the name of the cocktail traditionally made with gin, lemon juice, sugar, and club soda?
Is it
Tom Collins one.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Tom Collins. Nora, question four. When is the U.S. Independence Day?
Oh.
4 seconds. When is U.S., the United States of America, when is their Independence Day?
I mean, July 4th.
And last question, what direction does the sun rise from, Nora?
It rises in the east.
Rises in the east. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. She's coming in from that soundproof studio. Okay, Breezy, we're going to tally these up. Nora, not too shabby, Nora. You got 4 out of 5.
All right.
All right, Breezy, you got your work cut out for you. Let's get
Go. I'm shaking in my boots.
This is for our last 4-pack of tickets to see Elf in concert.
Wait, Nora, if you were to win, what showtime would you go to? 2 or 7?
Probably the 7 o'clock, I think.
Oh, she likes to party hard. Well, Breezy,
she does. I was gonna say I'm going to the 2, so I would throw it for you. But if you're going 7, it doesn't affect me at all. So let's go.
All right, Nora, stay put. Breezy, what is James Bond's code name?
What do you mean code name? Like nickname?
Yeah.
Shaken, not stirred. I don't know.
What else would you call James Bond?
Jamie? Jamesy?
I'm dying.
I don't know.
All right, I'm putting you down for Jamie. All right, question number 2. Breezy, name the country that uses approximately 4 billion miles of toilet paper each year. By the way, these have all been fact-checked.
America. I know. You never fact-check them. We had to call the person back the other day. Actually, you didn't win the tickets. So unprofessional.
All right, come on. Stand
America.
Track.
America.
Right. America, the people in the United States here use 4 billion miles of toilet paper.
So wasteful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Breezy, what is the name of the cocktail? You're a bartender. What cocktail traditionally is made with gin, lemon juice, sugar, and club soda?
A buttery nipple.
A buttery nipple has club soda in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're quite the bartender.
Not really a big drinker.
Yeah, all right. but you make them. Let's go to question 4. When is the U.S., when is their Independence Day?
What?
The United States of America. When is their Independence Day?
Our Independence Day is July 4th.
And Breezy, question 5, last but not least, which direction does the sun rise?
East.
Yeast or east?
East.
Yes. Hey, Nora.
Yeah.
I was looking at your questions, and I am so sorry. You did not get 4 out of 5. You got 5 out of 5. You absolutely destroyed Breezy. You're going to the show!
He's just making that up. Now I'm fact-checking as we go along. It's so great.
James Bond's code name is 007.
Nobody knows that, but okay.
China uses the most toilet paper. That drink that's made with gin, lemon juice, sugar, and club soda is a Tom Collins.
Don't know him.
July 4th. Yes, that is our Independence Day. And of course, the sun does rise in the east. Nora, who are you bringing to the show with you?
I'm going to bring all my girlfriends. We watch it every year. They're going to be so excited.
Oh, I love that for you guys.
It's a Christmas tradition. Stay on the line. I'm going to get all your info. Congratulations, Nora. You absolutely crushed it.
Whatever.
Yeah, you definitely are.
It's fine.
You're a good sport, Breezy.
I know. I mean, that's all I really can do at this point.
98PXE. Your weekend starts.
Bump it up. You got to bump it up.
Pump it up. You got to pump it up.
585-252-9800. Hit us up on the phone or the text line for There I Said It. This is your chance to say anything you want. Let's spit some hot fire this morning. Welcome to the show. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy Breeze.
Good morning and happy Friday.
28 for the high. Let's do it. Let's get after it.
Let's come out of the gate super hot. This person says, it's not weird to wear new clothes if you haven't washed them yet, especially underwear. There, I said it.
Been there, done that.
Just throw those boxer briefs on, raw dog. No washing needed whatsoever. No dry cleaning. Just throw them on.
I do that. I'll buy them and I'll throw them on. I'll wash them after I get done wearing them.
You also try on bathing suits with no protection. So, nothing surprises me with you.
Yeah, at least I wear underwear. Laura
that
says,
is true. You got me on that.
Laura says, hey, Breezy, what is James Bond's code name? Jamie. I'm dead. There, I said it.
Jamesies. Little Jamesies.
We played Campy Breezy last segment. I was like, Breezy, what is James Bond's code name? She's like, Jamie. What? Are you high? Jamie.
I honestly wish. Wait, how is anyone to know it's 007? That's not.
You've never heard of James Bond? What? Are you been living under a rock?
Like, call me 007. Like, it makes literally no sense. 007?
007, that's James Bond.
Is that a gun? What? I don't.
Let's go over to Riley. I have a headache.
Me too.
Riley says, was hoping to have kids by the time I'm 35, but after visiting my best friend's kids this week, I've decided that I'm officially getting my tubes tied. There, I said it.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, whatever puts things into perspective for you, Riley, you get those tubes tied, girl.
This person says, it's better to read the book after you watch the movie. There, I said it. See, this is what I wanted to do with It Ends With Us. Because I refuse to read the books because I'm an anti-Colleen Hoover girly because I think the whole thing's fraudulent. And then I saw the movie that obviously came to the big screen based on the New York Times bestseller.
Yeah.
Which can I just, I guess my there I said it for today, not to go off on a completely separate tangent. I feel like everybody can be a New York Times bestseller. I think it holds no weight whatsoever. Everyone's a New York Times bestseller. Well, everyone's a New York Times bestseller.
Not everyone.
Yes, they are.
Just the people that say they're a New York Times bestseller. Those are the ones.
It's just like everyone, it's like winning an award that everyone wins.
If you were to
write New York Times bestseller, it's like, I could be a New York Times bestseller.
Well, that brings...
And I can't even read or write.
No, you can't.
So...
That brings me to my next question. If you were to write a book, what would it be about?
I don't even know. I don't know.
We got to figure out how to make some side cash here on the show this year. Before we got...
Honestly, it'd be a picture book of just photos of myself.
We got 3 weeks left before the year ends. We could do Breezy on a Shelf.
Stop. My wheels are turning.
Jerry said people who are still investing in crypto deserve to be scammed out of their money, and I have zero sympathy for them whatsoever. There, I said it. Yeah. I'm still doing it. And I'll tell you what, man. People have made bank. If you do it right, you have the ability to make a lot of money.
I just saw a news article the other day. Carnival or some cruise line, you can now pay... using crypto.
Yeah.
Or like Bitcoin or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about anything.
Mine for today is, so I watched the JonBenet Ramsey documentary earlier in the weekend.
Such a waste of time.
I'm like, you know what? Super white teeth on these little girls, these pageants. It is so beyond creepy. And how these moms are okay with it is beyond me. These pageants for these five-year-olds should be illegal. There, I said it.
Yeah, you're not really sticking your neck out for much.
Are they doing pageants still? Do they do them here in Rochester?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if any.
Toddlers and tiaras. Never forget, Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, never. Never forget.
Yeah, it's just, it gives me the ick. The fact that was on for 9 seasons is wild.
Got to get that go-go juice. What'd she do? She mixed Red Bull with Mountain Dew and gave it to her kid. I'm like, oh, go to prison.
Oh, go to prison immediately. Immediate jail time.
Let me get to Victoria real quick. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday to you guys. I am not trying to sound negative this morning, but a couple
proceeds to say something negative.
But a couple being married for several decades is not necessarily a positive thing. There, I said it. My family, perfect example. Parents and most of my aunts and uncles, all miserable. Yeah, it's a long time.
Okay.
I mean, after 20 years, what the hell do you have left to talk about? Every time I go to my parents, I walk in and they're in deep conversation. I'm like, what? You guys haven't run
How are you still talking? Yeah, no, I
What's
know.
Left?
I mean, I'm sure you got to know to know. You know what I mean? You got to be in it to know.
You got to be in it to know. I'm sure there's always something to talk. I'm sure you and your girlfriend don't run out of things to talk about, right?
No, never. I never shut up.
No, you've been
I never
dating,
shut up.
Been dating 6 months.
I'm always like, if there's ever like a lull in conversation, I'm like, so you hate me? She's like, no, that's, I'm just tired. I don't feel like talking right now. Like, so you, we have nothing in common and you hate me and you want to break up. She's like, nope, that's simply not it.
My girlfriend, Julie, you remember Julie?
Yeah.
At the time back in LA, would get so upset with me because when we were in the car together, I didn't like to talk.
That's really weird.
I would like to drive in peace. Really weird. It was me in the road.
But you can do that alone. You can't do that with another person in the car.
Well, I find driving very therapeutic. And the fact that she took offense to it, then that irritated me. I'm like, why can't I just drive in peace? Like, why do we have to have, like, just leave me alone for a second. Here, turn the radio on.
Not you not wanting to talk to your significant other. That's fine, I guess. I honestly.
It's just in the car.
Therapeutic car rides are not for me either. I said it. I every time I get in the car, I feel like I'm going to die. So there's that. This person says, dividing movies into parts and watching them like a mini TV series is okay and doesn't ruin the movie at all. There, I said it. I'm going to start doing that with Breezy's Big Movie Review because you always assign me like 5-hour movies. It's like, I'm going to do this over the course of a week.
All of them. All the movies, especially in 2024, have been solid. I mean, I've been giving you gold nuggets.
Yeah, I don't know if that one where that guy's face was demented was a gold nugget. The Elephant Boy or whatever his name was.
Yeah, the Mask.
Right.
Mask.
No. Didn't love that one.
Sue Ann says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning. You guys have me cracking up this morning. We've done nothing. I just want to say a huge thank you to the tall, handsome young gentleman at the Dunkin' drive-thru on East Avenue. You made my latte to perfection this morning, and you made my morning. There, I said it. It's getting, is it just me or is it getting super steamy in here?
Oh my God.
Sue Ann, get over there.
This person says, Breezy, you can't read or write? That's crazy. Yeah, I'm dyslexic. So sorry.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back. All right, let's get into this. Local bus driver has been fired after parents and students say he encouraged a boxing match between fifth graders on a school bus. Guy pulled the bus over on the side of the road and said, all right, who wants to throw down?
That is the weirdest thing I've literally ever heard.
Fifth grader who was on the bus walks in the door with a bloody lip. And of course, his mom says, what happened? Bus driver told me to fight another kid on the bus. He punched me. I hit him back. But the bus driver wasn't happy with the way that fight turned out. So he says, no, 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 no. Who else wants to fight him? So another boy stepped in and says, I'll do it. I mean, these are little kids. That little boy's sister, too, was on the bus, saw the entire incident, which prompted the child's mom to call the principal in Ontario Bus Company right away. Supervisor for Ontario Bus pulled the video from the bus's camera, and yeah, they saw what they needed to see in order to fire the guy. This is the guy that's driving your kids to school.
Yeah, that's not great.
What they saw basically matches what this woman's son said, as well as other kids they interviewed on the bus. So in a statement, the executive director of Exploration Charter School says, the incident did not happen on school property. We take instances such as this very seriously, and though we cannot confirm nor deny the details of what transpired, we are working closely with those involved in Ontario Bus to not only investigate the incident, but ensure that protective measures are implemented to reduce the likelihood of anything similar occurring in the future.
Weird. Very weird.
Absolute classic. Of course, they pulled the bus video footage. The audio was not properly working. It never works on the day they need it to work. But the video footage was, so they cannot make out what was actually being said, but they said they can confirm that the kids were fighting and beating the crap out of each other while the bus driver just stood there, did not break it up, and almost seemed to be encouraging the kids to, you know, throw that left jab. It's just wild to me. Like, pulled the bus over to start a boxing match in the school bus with fifth graders.
Like, seek help.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, that's really, that's brutal. That's absolutely brutal. I don't understand why any adult in their right mind would encourage, first of all, anyone to fight, let alone children. Like, what are you doing?
No, I don't know. I mean,
and you're driving a moving vehicle?
Right.
What? What's going on here? Yeah, I'm weirded out.
We were talking about the shortage of bus drivers in the beginning of the school year back in September. They're like, please, we need bus drivers. This is who they got. This is who they got.
This is why.
Coming up on the show.
We're going to need some more pretty soon.
Yeah, there's more details on this. They haven't given all the details exactly just quite yet, but more to come on that story. If a coworker came to you and said, we're all pitching in $30 or more to buy the boss a really nice Christmas gift, how would you respond? Crystal from Henrietta is joining us live on the show coming up, who says, why am I responsible for using the little money in my paycheck that's left to turn around and give it right back to my boss?
Yeah, no.
No, 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 no. Anyone else agree? We'll talk to Crystal coming up next on PXY Mornings.
How would you spend $2,500?
Came to you and said, we are all pitching in $30 or more to buy the boss a really nice Christmas gift. How would you respond? 585-252-9800. How many of you have been put in a very uncomfortable position at work to contribute and helping get your manager or supervisor a nice gift?
I'm like, can I do Afterpay? Thank you so much.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. So we have Crystal coming on the show with us, and she makes a good point. Why am I being put in a corner to help purchase my boss a gift when I'm barely making ends meet?
Right.
Anyone else feel this way? I could see why you would if that's the case. Let's get our girl on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
I think what you're dealing with right now is something a lot of other people have dealt with at their place of work, where they're just put in a corner by a colleague and asked, hey, can you chip in? We're going to get the boss a really impressive Christmas gift this year. So I came across your post yesterday on Facebook. Tell us what's happening in the workplace.
Yeah, so this is so random. Thank you guys for having me on your show.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I politely told my supervisor that it's not in my budget to give the $30. I literally don't have enough money left over from my paycheck to contribute. And then, you know, like, it's Christmas and I have so many people I need to buy for it.
Sure.
So my supervisor, I guess, she sounded disappointed, and she was like, well, if you can't swing the $30, that's fine. We'll just have to leave your name off the gift.
Oh, how passive-aggressive of her.
Oh, she's pissed. She's really angry.
So how many people would you say are pitching in at this place of work?
It's about, I think it's like 10 people that would contribute into the gift.
So you can, it would easily be shown that you weren't a part of this.
Right.
Yeah, that's awkward too.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just like, you know what? I responded back with like, okay, that sounds good. Thanks. Whatever. Like, I just, at this point, I don't know how it's going to affect our relationship with my supervisor.
Right.
Like,
oh, because you said no.
Yeah, because I said no. Yeah. But I don't care. I don't care. I could care less at this point.
Sounds like you're already got your foot out the door.
Yeah, you're like, I'm good anyways, so.
That's how I feel. Yeah, I'm good. I don't care. Like, I honestly, I think going around asking employees for money to get a boss a gift is super inappropriate. Like, my colleagues and I, we haven't received a Christmas bonus last year. And we weren't even offered, like, any extra pay for this upcoming year.
Right.
It's just, like, honestly, it's left such a bad taste in my mouth. Like,
I can imagine. You don't feel appreciated, and then you're like, hey, the money I have worked hard for, I got to dish it out and give it right back to you?
I mean, a $300 gift for a boss is, like, pretty aggressive. I will say that. That's really aggressive.
Like, what do they even plan
on
getting him?
Each person's giving $30 and you ask 10 people. Well, 11, including you. It's like, what?
Crystal, would you say that the the person who's heading this initiative right now, would you say he or she is a little bit of a kiss ass?
You know, that's crazy you say that, because
I've seen this movie.
Yeah, I'm not going to say her name, but I do feel like she's one of the people that will organize this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to take all the credit and kiss ass.
Yeah. I know. Definitely. I know.
Definitely.
That's so bizarre.
I don't even think she's going to contribute the $30 of her own money, to be honest. Like, I think she just wants to take the credit from the gift, but not contribute any money. It's a big old joke. Like, at this point, you know, I don't agree with it. Her collecting money from everyone. And then the crazy part is some people I work with don't even celebrate Christmas. So it makes things even more awkward asking them to dish out money out of their pay
to give that. Yeah, I could see that happening, sure.
My boss just got back from Europe 2 weeks ago, and now she's taking another trip next week.
Classic. These things happen. She definitely doesn't need your $300 gift.
Probably
unless you're
not
paying for her next plane ticket, which would also make sense.
585-252-9800. If a coworker came to you and said, "We are pitching in $30 or more to purchase our manager a holiday gift," how would you respond? Crystal, so you politely declined, yes?
I declined.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. You're like, see ya.
Yeah, peace out. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show with us. We obviously appreciate that and loved hearing your story, but you shouldn't feel obligated to have to dish out some of your paycheck to your boss if you don't want to. I don't even think they should really be asking employees to do that anymore in the workplace. If anyone's getting a holiday gift, it should be you. You know what I mean? Me, Breezy.
Yeah, I definitely should be getting a gift.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, I bleed for this city, and everybody knows that.
So. You do, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Crystal, thank you so much for the call.
I think you're justified, if I'm being completely honest.
We already have texts coming in, people agreeing with you. So I'm going to let you go, and make sure you listen in just to hear what everybody else has to say.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Crystal, have a great holiday, okay?
Okay.
What a great call, though. I mean, because if you really think about it, you should not have to be put in a situation where you feel obligated to have to give back to your boss. No, I mean, trash. You're already struggling.
It's absolute trash.
Matt says, as a boss, you give gifts to your employees. Your gift is their work and contribution. You're not that important.
Correct.
Yeah, give back.
Give back. You give back to me.
Gina says, I agree with Crystal. This is ridiculous. Buy me a gift, because all these managers I work for make more money than me and my coworkers combined.
Right.
When I was 17 years old, I was working at that car dealership in Greece.
Yep.
And it was me and like seven other old ladies in this office. So we had to go to a breakfast, and they had asked me before the breakfast if I'd be willing to contribute $30 for a gift for the boss. That was a ton of money for me at 17 years old, because she collected snow globes. And they wanted to get her a really nice snow globe. And who am I to say no? This is like my first real job. And I'm like, yeah, okay. But my paycheck was 40.
Yeah, no, literally.
What?
That's really bad. Listen, times have changed.
Yeah, they have no problem taking it, though.
No.
A lot of people agreeing with Crystal this morning. They wanted to purchase my boss a leather jacket for Christmas. The woman already has everything. Why do I have to pay to get her a jacket? What a stupid...
Not the jacket. The leather jacket of all things. Please. Come on. What are we doing here? I don't know. I feel like it should be like illegal to ask or expect to get your boss or supervisor a gift.
Let me go over to... who's this? Samantha? Samantha says, my boss gave me a layoff letter. Was a wonderful Christmas gift last year. Oh, yeah, that's
beautiful.
That's a great
gift. Stunning.
So guys, don't feel bad for saying no, especially if you're barely making it.
Right.
And you'd have just enough to pay your bills. If one of your employers comes to you and is like, we're all chipping in, it's okay to say no. I can't swing it this year. I'm so, so sorry.
So sorry. Love you guys. But you can leave my name off if you need to. That makes you feel better.
Then there you have it. So just one more thing we've settled on this show. You're so welcome.
Pump it up.
Basasha Cross. Murder rates garbage plates. 28 for the high today. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for downloading that free Odyssey app. You can stream us live. And don't forget, we still got that last pair of tickets that we need to give away for Avril Lavigne and Simple Plan. Let's get it. I can't take it anymore. That was the title of the message we got from our girl Savannah. And she wrote in for Parental Confidential this morning, and she just feels like she's not getting the opportunity to contribute a lot, like her husband is when it comes to preparing meals for the kids and the fam. Okay. And she wrote in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I am so appreciative for getting me on your show. I love Parental Confidential. And my dilemma is that I work remotely and my job is super intense. I wrap up at 5 p.m. just as my husband and son are walking in the door. And sometimes I feel so guilty because I don't know how to provide a great dinner for my husband or child. Oh. What are people eating for dinner? How can I have dinner ready in like 5 minutes? You could throw a lean pocket in the microwave. Then there's the constant cleanup and laundry, and I always feel like I can't catch up. And I have a husband who actually contributes. I know for some this sounds stupid, but it's a genuine concern of mine. I just don't feel like I have the time to do it all. Do I feed him my kid garbage food so that I can spend time with him? Or do I put TV on so that I can make good food? It's just such a struggle, and I have no support system. It's so hard because my husband says he doesn't care if we just eat pizza or something fast, but that's a sure way to get lazy and unhealthy. What are your tips, tricks, ways to keep sane? Would love honest opinions from the listeners. Thank you." Okay, Savannah.
She can't sit there and say she has no support system and also in the same breath say that her husband is helping her.
Here's the thing, and this is my advice. I was doing this for a long time. Get yourself a crock pot.
I was feeding my family of four for a long time. Huge, huge family of four.
It will be your best friend. You throw a whole bunch of stuff in there in the morning. By 5 p.m., dinner's ready. I was doing this all the time. You throw in a couple of chicken breasts, put a little cream of mushroom soup in there, some biscuits. Boom, the whole house smells great. By 5 p.m., you got dinner. It's not hard.
The whole house burns down. This is us.
You're so negative.
I've never looked at a crock pot the same after watching that show. But no, he's right. I mean, a crock pot is the vibe. It is the move. It's a slow cooker. It definitely helps cut back a lot of prep time, a lot of cooking time, because I don't know. The reason I don't cook that much and the reason I love meal prepping is because I don't feel like cooking for an hour, then baking for another hour, then eating for 5 minutes. Like, I'm so good on that.
Well, let's talk about meal prep for a second, because most people work till 5 o'clock. You got a ton of families out there. Some people have 3-4 children. Savannah, in her case, she's got one. It's got to be a little easier. But why can't you just do all this the night before, have it ready to go for the next day? And around we go.
Not even really the night before. Like, I know a lot of people that thrive off of having a set schedule every Sunday and planning out the meals that way and getting prepped and ready Sunday midday, Sunday night, of like everything's laid out and good to go. And then that's the end of that.
Let's go over to Alexa, who says, "Make double batches of your weekend meals so you have a freezer meal already prepped. Just pop it in the oven." People love the freezer. Yeah, that's a great idea, too. So when the weekend rolls around, just make double of everything.
I'm so sick and tired of people claiming, which is a false claim, by the way, that frozen vegetables aren't as nutritionally valuable as just fresh vegetables. It's not true. It's simply not true.
Are people saying that?
They do. All the time.
I never thought that.
I was like, that's simply not true. So they're like, yeah, it's so processed. It's sitting in the freezer. I'm like, it's not true. But
Moose and Breeze, Julie from Gates, "I choose TV so I can cook. I also make food like chicken cutlets, sausages, etc., and freeze it in a vacuum sealed bag. So I pop that in the air fryer while I make the other sides, and it saves a whole bunch of time. We eat around 6 to 7 p.m. We're asleep by 9:30, and I would rather my son stay up late so we can spend time together and have him nap at school versus having a meal and immediately making him go to sleep at 6:30.
Right.
You got to have the kids nap at school. That's the most important thing.
I've been napping at school since the sixth grade.
You do it during the show, so of course. Meal prepping on the weekends, Instant Pot meals, and prepping things throughout the day can help a lot. Easy things you can toss in the oven or microwave also help too. It really all comes down to just meal prep.
And also, like, there's like books and menus and guides that you can buy on Amazon for crockpot meals and things of that nature. This person says, set up a crockpot meal before you start work, then it's ready by the time you get home at 5 p.m. It's super easy. The cleanup's easy too if you have one of those bags that you can just put in the crockpot. This person says, Maddie here, meal prep over the weekend and batch cook during the week. Then you have multiple meals cooked at once and there's no stress.
Listen, guys, I'm going to let you in on a little recipe of mine that I started making, and it's phenomenal. If you like Indian food, I started going to Wegmans. They have the prepackaged chicken breast already seasoned, ready to go. I just bake it in the oven, 20 minutes, and then I throw like a jar of the tiki masala, like the butter chicken sauce on it, put it over basmati rice. Have a little naan bread with it. You got yourself an Indian dinner.
Gorgeous.
Oh, it's to die for.
Stunning.
Michelle says, I struggle like this woman. I do a lot of sheet pan meals.
Oh, the sheet pans are amazing.
I toss everything on a tray. I pop it in the oven. And she texts out, bada bing, bada boom. It's all done. Also, frozen veggies are a lifesaver. Peter says, breakfast for dinner is a go in my house. Also echoing setting yourself up for success by getting a few recipes you can cycle through. Burrito bowls, Instant Pot soup, yummy pasta, and Trader Joe's has amazing frozen food that saves me when I absolutely do not feel like cooking.
Yeah.
They got a ton of options at Trader Joe's.
We are so lucky and so fortunate to have a Trader Joe's in our area. Not everybody gets that. So take full advantage of it because they have meals ready for you that are literally gourmet. Oh my God, I made gorgeous, gorgeous fettuccine Alfredo the other day. Popped it in the microwave.
Chef's
kiss. Put
some
chicken on there. Mwah. It was good to go.
Love it. Savannah, Christmas is around the corner. Ask your husband for a crock pot.
Or an Instapot. There or whatever.
Go. That's all you got to do. All right, let's get to some serious business here. 585-252-9800. We need caller 8 right now. If you want to go see Avril Lavigne with Simple Plan at Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater, this is going to be in Syracuse, May 28th. Your chance to win these tickets right now. It's our last pair. Caller 8, good luck. It's PXY.
Friendships.
Yeah.
Good.
Jess, we thank you so much for tuning in. What's the only station in the city hooking you up with Avril Lavigne and Simple Plan?
98 PXY.
We love it. All right, stay right there. Jess, we'll be right with you. How many of you give your spouse an allowance? 585-252-9800.
It's giving me the ick.
Well, found out over Thanksgiving holiday that a friend of the family married a guy who gives her a small amount of money each month just to go out and like treat herself.
Please.
Just to treat yourself. So originally, I was like, what
He's
money?
Like, here's $5. Don't spend it all in one place.
And that was my question. I was like, money for bills? And she goes, no, maintenance stuff. I'm like, gas, electric? Like, no, hair, nails. Oh. And I didn't ask how much, but my first thought was like, you're a 51-year-old able-bodied woman. Why aren't you not working? And
I mean, hey, more power to her.
Yeah.
And if I had the option, I probably wouldn't either.
You did pop in my head. I was like, you know what? Breezy would take this lifestyle.
100%. I already was told by a psychic at one point in my life that I was going to be a trophy wife indeed. And then when I started dating my girlfriend, she was like, that's literally never going to happen. So that's a deal breaker. We got to end it now. It's like, I do like you a lot, though. So
I respect your girlfriend for crushing your hopes and dreams
early
on in the relationship. You know what I mean?
It happens.
Got to set standards. Calls are already coming in for this. Let's go over to, good morning. Hi, is this Vince?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How goes it?
How goes it? Happy Friday, man. So,
happy Friday to you guys.
You got an opinion on this?
Oh, for sure, man. Like, look, I get it. There's women out there that are, you know, they're very independent and they want to tell people that they're, you know, they pay their own cell phone bills. That's cool, but a guy's got a responsibility to take care of his wife. Like, in my case, my wife doesn't work. When I'm out there busting my ass all day, look, I got a renovation company here in Rochester.
Yeah.
You know,
that doesn't shock me
at
all.
You guys need some drywall, hit me up. People know who I am and the work I do. But Anyway, look. Back to the subject.
Right. Wait, you do? You have a renovation company?
I do.
Yeah, nothing is trapped harder ever.
Yeah, so if you need any like drywall work done, just hit me up, man. I got you back.
We got you.
All right, yeah. I'll just call my dad. But thank you. Go
thank
ahead.
You so much.
Anyway, I give my wife $120 a week.
Wait, $120 a week?
That doesn't sound like.
Is your wife a 16-year-old child? I'm so confused. You can't even fill a car up for $120, depending on what you drive.
I get it. Like, you might say that that's not, like, a lot of money, but that's enough money to cover whatever bills are going to come up for her, the groceries. I mean...
But, no, wait. But no, because you're eating the groceries, too, so why is she taking that out of her own allowance? Absolutely not, Vince. Thank you so much. No. No.
Have
you
some of the groceries. We go shopping together. I mean, we are a couple. But during the week, like, if she needs something, like, that's plenty of money. I mean, she's got money left over if she wanted to, like, go treat herself to, like, a whatever you guys call blouse or shirt, whatever, at Macy's.
Not the blouse.
Oh, yeah, all these women going to run to Macy's for a shirt.
I would love to put things into perspective for you for just, like, 1 second. You can't even get a mani-pedi for under $80. So there goes more than 3/4 of her allowance, and then she has to feed your ass and fill her car up? No. No, thank you.
I don't understand how that's my problem. It's plenty of money.
It's your problem because you're giving her an allowance and you're not allowing her with said allowance to live life as if she would if she had her own income. Makes no sense.
Have you increased her allowance, putting inflation into perspective? Have you given her, let's say it's $120 a week now. What was it last year?
Oh, I mean, I made adjustments. I mean, I think it was like about 115 just last year. I mean, we've gone up.
Wow. You're so generous. Drywall isn't going to hang himself.
We want her, like, working a part-time job. Like, why are these men making their women go get part-time jobs? Like, working at Trader Joe's on the weekend. Are you kidding me? Like, women don't need to work. Stay home.
I mean, they do if they're making $120 a week. I couldn't make $120 a week work if I was, you know, had no bills.
Look, it's just taking care of the house. I'll bring home the bread. Like, if you need something in our relationship, I take care of it.
You're giving me the egg.
So you're the big daddy in the relationship.
Woo! Yeah, give me an allowance. I don't understand.
I'm sure there's plenty of people screaming at their radio right now, especially
I'm
women.
One of them. Yeah, I'm one of them.
Well, I mean, you're off the grid. What better job? You want to start paying taxes on it? I mean, look, to any of those women listening that they're going to tell me they want a career, I bet you anything, they would rather be taking care of the kids in the house than going to work every day.
Okay.
Hey, Vince, and then that's where we cut your mic. Thank you so much.
Vince, are you speaking on behalf of all women right now?
I mean, I'm speaking on behalf of at least one who's quite happy.
I would love to speak with her.
Fair enough, Vince. All right, buddy. We got to get to some...
Vince, for the record, I would never be happy with $120 a week. Thank you, though.
It really is not a ton of money, Vince. You could see that, though, right?
I mean, it's not a lot to some people, but it gets the job done. And, I mean, if she needed more, she'd tell me, and I don't hear it.
Oh, okay.
He goes, she would ask permission, and I would deny.
Yeah, you'd take her out of her crate, wouldn't you?
Doesn't live in a crate. I mean, come on. We live in a nice house. I do drywall.
You're a drywall guy.
I'm a drywall guy.
Vince, thank you for calling in, man. Have a great day.
But thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Bye.
See ya.
Okay. Love Vince. I mean, look.
Not a Vince fan.
He's an old school. He's an old fashioned guy. Okay. I'm sure we can all agree on that.
Hanging drywall.
My question is, though, I'm assuming, like most couples, you have a joint account. Why not just take out of the joint account for what you need?
Freak. He doesn't
trust
her.
Why do you need an allowance at all? This guy, my wife.
It's giving trad wife. I hate it.
My wife manages our finances. I earn. She holds the purse strings. She's better at it. There's no gender-related considerations in the arrangement whatsoever, but that's what works for us. Jess has an allowance, like she's 12.
Yeah.
A good team knows the budget. and both can spend within the means of that budget. Andy says, my wife doesn't work either, but I just take care and provide her with what she needs. If she wants money for whatever, I'm happy to give it to her. End of story.
Period. Period. And you know what? I can't stand the whole idea of like, I'm managing the money. I'm managing my money. I'm managing your money. I'm managing our money. Like, there's no sense of financial freedom. And that's how a lot of people get into a lot of trouble.
Big time.
Because then, oopsies, we're getting a divorce and you have not a dollar to your name, Sally. So I'm so sorry. But you're going to have to go on food stamps and Medicaid and figure it out. And that's just not the situation that you need to find yourself in.
Becky says, if my husband ever threw me a $20 bill and said, go get yourself a nice blouse at Macy's, I would murder him.
I know. No one's wearing blouses anymore. Sorry, Vince.
Boost. Breezy Breeze. 585-252-9800. That's the number. Hit us up on the phone line, the text line. It's Friday. And this is so typical of Breezy. This is so typical. So for those of you who don't know, she's up for an award.
Very much so. And I don't know how you don't know.
The award is basically best radio personality in the
best
city.
Best media personality.
Best media. That includes TV?
Yeah. I'm up for the running against three
older men. Who the hell
are you?
Who are you bribing? I don't understand.
Well, it's funny that you say that because...
Yeah.
Somehow, yeah. Some way. I don't know how it happened. I didn't even really play a huge role in it.
Right. You had nothing to do with it.
Well, somehow, some way, the editor-in-chief of City Magazine, Leah Stacey, just kind of popped into the studio. I don't know.
Hi, good morning, Leah.
Hi.
I went upstairs to use the restroom really quick. Uh-huh. I come downstairs, and there's this lovely young lady sitting at the third mic, and I'm like, hello. She goes, hi, I'm Leah. I'm the magazine editor-in-chief, and I'm like, this is so freaking typical. I was like, did Breezy invite you in?
No.
I don't know. She works across the street. WXXI.
So yeah. You're here to chat about Best of Rochester 2024.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that my co-host Breezy made that list.
She did. Yeah. Organically.
How did that happen?
What are you getting out of this, Leah?
She has a lot of fans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I also gave her some swag, too. So there's a little
bit
of bribery.
But I gave her swag. It was a barter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I have nothing.
Leah, you and I, girl power.
Yeah.
Can you believe I'm the only girl on the list, which is kind of iconic,
yeah.
Honestly. And this was the first I really ever heard of Best of Rochester. So why don't you give all of our friends the rundown of what Best of Rochester is and why it is so important that I do win this.
It's First of all, it is not the first time she's heard of it, but go ahead, Leah, the stage is yours.
I think that until people have a vested interest, it's fair that they're not really paying attention. So maybe you heard of it, but now you're on there and you are the only girl on the list. And I think last year was four men. I'd have to look back.
Not me breaking barriers.
But our Best of Rochester Awards, we do them annually. We have for years, long before my time as editor.
Listen, I'm trying to toot my own horn here and take the spotlight off Breezy for once, but I was on this list in 2011.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't established back then. Keep going.
I think we were probably still in high school then. So
I was a junior. Yeah. So I couldn't have even made it on the list, but yes.
Oh my God, Leah, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for coming in.
Oh my gosh.
My mic.
I know. He's like, you're done.
Yeah.
So it is, you're right. I do have a very vested interest, and so does the audience now, which is why I thought I can't sit here and spew the information on the list because it will seem biased. So that's why I brought in a non-biased professional.
To do it for you. Yeah. Yes. So tell us about the list.
So the way that these nominations happen is we have two rounds. So first is the nominating round, and that's how you made it to the final four. We have anywhere from four to six finalists across, I think, more than 140 categories. Mm-hmm. Those are categories that have been longstanding. We've added some, deleted some. You kind of watch what's going on in the city. Mm-hmm. And this one did used to be radio personality. It was like split up, radio, TV. And then we did collapse it together, make it media personality, because we were seeing a lot of the same people every year. So I actually love that you're on the list because it's your first time on making the list, right?
Iconic. Yeah. That I know of. I could have been on
that I know of
other
as well.
Years, but this is my first time it's brought to my attention.
How does an individual make the list?
So in our first round, which is about a month of write-in votes. We launched it back in October, I think. Time is a flat circle. And we... So people write in.
I had no idea about this.
And I will say, we track IP addresses.
Right.
So this, she didn't do all the write-ins.
Right, I had no idea. So you're telling me this was anonymous.
Yeah, so it is anonymous. And then the second round, we have a new voting platform. We used to use SurveyMonkey, which I think we're mostly familiar with.
Yeah.
And now we use one that's kind of created by these regional city magazines because there are more of us that are part of an association. And we do track emails if you want to put your email in. So now, like, I could go in the back end and tell you, like, who's voting for you now, but I could not tell you who wrote in your name.
Okay, fair enough. So people keep asking me, people are very, very, very invested, which I love. You know what I mean?
Right.
Is it just one email per vote, or can you vote every day?
You can vote every day. At this point in the nominations, but what we do is our system goes through and again, like, cleans up if people are stuffing the ballot.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So well, if you, but if that means if you win, it's like really a win.
True.
Which
true.
Is like, that's great.
Yeah.
That
so
is very true.
You know how many computers we have in this building? She will go and create a fake email for everyone.
I mean.
So there's different IP addresses.
I do have a quick question as to my own personal nomination. Why am I under shopping and services and not arts and entertainment?
That's an interesting question.
That's a great question. And that's a question for the person who built the platform, who I will not name.
I'm assuming you have interns working for you over there.
You know, not this semester. So we're going to take the fall for that one.
We are not serious. We do not charge for our radio station. But
so Leah, when can we expect to have a winner be announced?
So voting closes December 13th.
Oh, that's coming up.
I have 1 week from today.
That's coming up. And then our awards party is at Radio Social on Friday, January 3rd.
Oh,
and okay. That's also when the issue drops. So we can keep it all a secret until then. So you come to the party and you find out who
will I be in the magazine if I win?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, we print. So our January issue is basically our best of issue. We print every single winner. And we do some other fun stuff around it. You know, we pick like the best write-ins and we print those. They're usually very entertaining. We have a team of freelancers and staff writers doing sort of like a critic's best picks right now. So things that didn't get a little spotlight or maybe aren't categories that exist. We want to give them a little love. So it's a really fun issue. We're working on it now.
If I win, over under, I get a centerfold.
All right, so you get a whole spread.
We'll talk offline.
All right, Leah, let's just go ahead and plug real quick how people can vote.
So you go to rockcitymag.com, and right up there on the toolbar, there's a best of tab. You also can find it through all of our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. And
I posted the link 72 times.
Yeah. All right, perfect. All right, everybody go and vote for our girl, Breezy. We want to see her win this. And we're all going to go to Radio Social January 3rd to see who takes all. This is not just people in radio. This is all of media. And apparently, like Leah said, Breezy is the only female on the list.
Which is an honor in itself. So even if things go sideways, which I don't expect they will, it's an honor.
Yeah. Thank you for doing all the legwork, though, for yourself. We really appreciate that. Leah, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So great to see you.
Yeah.
And there you have it. Go vote for our girl, Breezy. Otherwise, we're never going to hear the end of this.
Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet.
Lots of